Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Happy weekend to you. Frank Rush here, and being joined this week by our special guest, Shelley Klingerman, who's well known to all kinds of people for doing all kinds of things in and around Terre Haute. What is it that you've not done?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to say that because I might do it eventually.
Yeah, you might. Honestly, because you have been kind of like a personal safety and training expert for quite a while. You've also been involved with Launch Terre Haute and kind of got that launched.
Right.
So, and now you're an author. Have you done any, have you authored any books before this one?
I have not, no.
So this is your first time at playing an author.
Yes.
All right. And the name of the book is Vigilance, The Savvy Woman's Guide to Personal Safety, Self-Protection Measures, and Countermeasures. Otherwise known as Vigilance.
Yes.
And so tell us about this, because you've been kind of a personal safety expert for quite a while. What got you involved?
Yeah, well, I first got involved in this when I did a project back in 2006, and it was a school security documentary. And that was really a project of passion, just being in a place, hearing a message, and then just not letting that message go and acting on it, which resulted in the documentary. So this project was kind of born out of that. It's just been 10 years later. And I think it came to be because it's just, again, something I could not let go of. I think this is a really important topic that does not get talked about enough. It's become real personal to me. I have a daughter that I'm sending away to college this year, and she is going to be studying international and global relations, which she's going to be required to travel abroad by herself. And with the uptick in violence around the world, it makes me feel much better to know that she's got a foundation of being aware and being vigilant and knowledgeable of her surroundings. So that brings me comfort. But I think it's really something that we, in general, and especially women, need to think about and talk about, because we just don't do that. It's just something that we feel won't happen to us. And in the moment of the crisis is not the time to start thinking about it.
Yeah, you don't want to say, oh, gee, I wish I'd have paid attention here a while back. So how did you get to be an expert? Because, I mean, anybody can go out and call themselves an expert, but what would you go through to actually become the expert?
You know, I don't know that I would even call myself an expert. I would say I have
very
expertise.
Well-versed.
Yes, because I give that term a lot of credit, and I don't want to discredit anyone who has, you know, been in law enforcement or the military, but I have spent 2 years in the process of this book talking to subject matter experts and kind of gleaned their expertise. So, eventually if I get the time and in the years, maybe I will, you know, consider myself an expert, but I think I bring and I share expertise from all of these individuals that I took the time to go and talk to and research. And it's really just sitting and reflecting on a number of things that I did as a young professional. So I went into a sales job at 23. I was incredibly naive, traveling around by myself, you know, at times not even old enough to rent a car. So as I was talking to these individuals and hearing the things that you should and shouldn't do, I would look back and reflect on things that I did as a young professional, and I did a lot wrong, which is why I'm even think it's important to reach back further and talk to our kids about these vigilance habits and safety techniques that we need to model for them before they hit, you know, their young professional. And the world is borderless now, which is different. And they have the ability and the opportunity to travel abroad by themselves, largely with a lot of study abroad programs. And even when they go into their professions, they're, you know, doing business around the globe. So these are things that we need to practice. We need to hone them. We need to get comfortable with them. And we need to visualize ourselves in some of these situations so that you know you can act in the moment and you aren't staying on what they call the X. You're moving off the X to increase your chances of, you know, quite frankly, survival in some instances.
I think we could all look back at our youth and say, wow, right. Look how stupid I was.
Right. I was very.
You know, but do you find though that, I mean, let's face it, when you're young like that, you know it all. And so convincing younger folks, mm-hmm. I mean, the more adults, the more seasoned people are probably a little bit easier to get your message across to than the younger ones because, like I said, they know it all.
Yeah, I think when you model it and you talk about why you're doing something, even again, as young as grade school, it can be age appropriate things you're talking about, like, you know, getting them used to as they got their license, you know, just getting them used to parking under parking lights. So that when you drive into a parking lot and it's daylight, you don't think about it. But when you come out and it's dark, just getting in the habit of parking under a parking lot light, that means you're walking towards a lit area, which could be something as simple as that could bump somebody who's looking at, you know, maybe stealing a purse or a mugging mm-hmm. or something. If you're walking towards the light and the person coming out of the place is walking into the darkness, they're an easier target. So forming those habits and driving up when your child has the permit and just saying, hey, park by the light, park by the light, park by the light, that becomes a habit for them. And so I think that's where you're absolutely right. Kids pretty much know everything. But if you just ingrain it as a habit, it becomes a habit and they just do it without thinking.
Something interesting I think that you push here and it's something that everybody needs to take notice of is the fact a lot of times when you think about protecting yourself in a bad situation, a lot of folks immediately jump to the end result and think about arming themselves or some other kind of physical confrontation, that kind of thing. You start off at the very beginning and making sure that you don't get in that position right. to begin with. And I think that's the most important thing, because if you don't yourself get in that position, then you run less of a chance of being hurt.
Right. Absolutely. And we talk about preacting instead of reacting. You're right. able to recognize situations or behaviors or scenarios that you're like, I'm just going to avoid it altogether. And if I can't, I'm going to start thinking on my feet and I'm going to know what to do if something does happen. You know, and I want to make sure that through this whole process that this book, this message is not at all intended to scare anyone. It is very much to empower so that you know you have options and that you just start to layer things as you create these habits and start adopting these habits. You're just layering it on to your everyday vigilance, if you will. You are, you know, one of the biggest things you can do if you only take one thing from this book, look up and look around. Just mm-hmm. simply by doing that, we are all so face in phone that if you simply look up and look around and know what's going on around you, that alone can bump a predator from seeing you as a target, because guaranteed there's going to be somebody right next to you that's doing that, and they're going to be the easier target, if you will.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The best way to not be a victim is to not make yourself an easy mark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just want to harden yourself and, you know, we always call it bumping. You just want to bump them to the next person. And, you know, that sounds a little crass, but they have the opportunity to bump as well. So
hey, survival of the fittest.
Exactly.
You know? It's kind of the way it works nowadays. And that's kind of interesting, too, is the fact that folks just need to pay attention. Like you said, get your face out of your phone and just look around you. I mean, there's a whole world going on out there.
Yes.
And it's amazing what you miss. And the biggest, and you talk about don't be afraid. The time when people get afraid is when they realize, uh-oh, I'm in a bad situation. And that's when you get scared.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's really not necessarily that hard, is it, to get yourself prepared?
Not at all. And like you said, there's nothing in this book that requires you to go out and buy a gun or mace yeah. or anything. It is all just using your eyeballs and your paying attention to what's going on around you that you can identify so much. And we talked, you know, I talked to a number of, again, subject matter experts that they just shared some tips, tricks, and tactics that they use, you know, in the field. And it's really interesting. And it's nothing that requires you to be an expert.
And a lot of people tend to think nowadays, though, that they really do need to go out and arm themselves and do some kind of, I don't know, judo training or whatever like that. You just don't have to.
No.
And a lot of folks are concerned about that. And maybe also, too, because I know you're like me, you go through and you don't have a problem with people carrying weapons, but you need to know what you're doing with right. them. And there's a lot of people out there nowadays that kind of just jump into that head first without being prepared.
I agree, yes.
And that can get you into a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, that opens up a whole other situation that we do not talk about.
So what can they expect when they read the book? Are they going to find step-by-step processes or what?
Yeah, you know, it's just loaded with quick things, again, that don't take a lot of effort for you to change in your daily activity and your daily habits that could, again, bump a predator. If someone is out scanning, you know, a sidewalk, and again, there's someone walking with their head up, shoulders back with purpose, and there's someone walking with their head down, texting, walking, who, I mean, just common sense is going to be the easier person to take advantage of. But in the moment, we don't think about that. And just, this is a good reminder of really easy things you can do on a daily basis to increase your quote unquote vigilance. And I also think what it naturally does is it sets boundaries. And we have heard a lot about crossing boundaries, especially with female. You know, when you carry yourself with confidence, that establishes an automatic boundary right there.
Yeah. So tell me, what's the most dangerous place to be? An empty parking lot on a dark night or a hallway in a hotel?
Oh, you know, I think that, I mean, anymore, it could be sitting in a cafe or a church. I just, you know, for not even just for women in general, you just need to be paying attention at all times because danger lurks in many places, and predators are getting really creative as how they take advantage. And I think, you know, ultimately, to understand that predators are actually lazy, you know, we've done this analogy of sharks are also considered predators. Sharks are lazy. And what sharks will do is, you know, they'll pick out their prey and they will circle and they'll do a circle. They'll swim a circle and they'll see if that prey notices them. And if the prey notices them, oftentimes they'll, you know, swim off and then that shark has no meal. But if not, and again, put yourself in that scenario, you're looking down and there is somebody that is circling you and they take the opportunity to kind of bring in their radius and get closer and closer. And sometimes they might even do a bump, which could be speaking to you, seeing if you're going to speak to them, what kind of reaction they're going to get. They're going to go for the person who is not going to put up a lot of fight, because predators do not prey on people bigger than them or somebody that they think that they're not going to win. So you want to establish that fact that you are not going to be an easy prey, easy victim. And that alone, with, again, that body language, that looking someone in the eye, letting them know you know they're there, could be that simple as to them just moving on.
In the book, I know that you also talk about, too, should the worst come to pass, you don't necessarily have to always carry armaments with you. You can take advantage of a lot of things that are around you in any average day, just walking through the mall or the grocery store or wherever. There's things out there that you can use to your advantage.
Yeah, there's actually a whole chapter called improvised weapons, and that again sometimes can be a scary term, and I'm not worried about the little scare, but think, just kind of use it as a fun exercise. What could you do to buy yourself time to get out of a bad situation? So, you know, you might be sitting on a subway or walking and you have your phone in your hand and you start the hair on your arm starts to raise and you start getting that fast heartbeat and you're like, oh, I have nothing to protect myself. You have your phone in your hand, and your phone smashing somebody's nose can be really effective to buy you a few seconds to get away. Your palm can, but half the time our phone is in our palm. But, you know, you just have to think about this stuff in advance to be able to act on it. Hand sanitizer. If you have hand sanitizer in your purse, squirting that in someone's eyes can temporarily, you know, incapacitate them for you to get away. And that is the goal, is to get away. It is not to stand toe-to-toe and fight it out. It is just to get away. So, you know,
would burn too.
Burn, right?
Yeah, I would think.
You know,
yeah.
An umbrella that you can create distance between yourself and someone else, or your purse can become a blunt object. So just, again, realizing that you do have options, you just have to think about it in a little different way and be innovative, gives you that sense of empowerment.
And you even talk about how to be a good hostage too.
Which
that doesn't mean buy them lunch.
It does not.
It means save yourself.
Understanding what the scenario is and, you know, what is their outcome. And I had again, one of these subject matter experts explain it to me. If a bank robber goes in to rob a bank, he is not intending on taking hostages. He is there to rob the bank and leave. If it comes to where you get barricaded in, that robber had no intentions of taking. So he is a little more agitated. He's trying to figure it out. If you, as someone who was in that situation, starts to panic and cry and sob and you know, call attention to yourself, the reaction might be to just eliminate that distraction.
Yeah.
So
scratch the itch, so to speak.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, knowing that that person was never, you aren't really the target there. They're just trying to figure it out, but they're going to eliminate anything that is causing them any more stress in the moment. Whereas if you're taking, you know, if you're kidnapped and taken hostage, you're really only valuable alive. So just, you know, I never thought about that. I was just sharing because I never thought about that. Really, I kind of had it backwards, thinking the bank robber is less of a threat and, mm-hmm. you know, getting kidnapped. But when you think about it from the other shoes, it makes sense. And I was just wanting to share some of that, you know,
which again is something that's kind of interesting, because if you take a look at some of the news stories we've had over the past few years, we have had women that have wound up being hostages. It has not worked out well in most cases, but some of these tips might help turn the tide so that way you actually do get to walk away from a very bad situation.
Yeah, and again, just knowing some of this stuff up front, again, in the moment is not the time to start thinking about it. It is just being exposed to it, having that gift of time that we always talk about, that you can see yourself in scenarios and you can see yourself getting away, which that is all about visualization. I do a little bit of mindfulness comparison. If you're mindful as a yogi, you're walking and you're looking at the trees and you're taking in your surroundings. Being mindful and being vigilant are really one and the same. You're paying attention, you're plugged in, you're not, you know, looking at your phone. So there are just really some everyday things. So this book has really served to be a reminder that you can walk around confident, safe, with boundaries, and it doesn't take a lot.
Shelley Clearman's our guest today. It's Vigilance, the Savvy Woman's Guide to Personal Safety, Self-Protection Measures, and Countermeasures. The goal of the book is not to necessarily turn you into a lecturing expert, but to give you the basic tips you need. It's not a 10,000-page book. You can get through this probably in an hour if you sit there and put your mind to it, and then go back and reread it, and then reread it one more time, so that way you memorize these things. Where do you find the book at? I'm sure it's out there just about anywhere you can find books at anymore.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon.
No, there are.
Or you can get it from me. On my website at stilettoagency.com.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, hopefully lots of folks will pick this up and give it a good read, because it's an interesting book with lots of neat information in it. And it's stuff really that everybody should know. In this day and age, you really can't afford to be ignorant of what you need to know to save yourself, because the only person that's worried about saving you is you.
Right.
So, you know, anyway, Shelley Clearman, thanks for being with us today. Thank you for listening. If you missed any part of the show, want to go back and listen to it, drop by our website. It's posted there as a podcast. I'm Frank Rush. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.